You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Miami Marlins with our MLB.com Marlins beat reporter, Joe Fusaro. Joe, for a couple of weeks now, we've talked about contention. And 2 weeks ago, it sounded theoretical, like, you know, something they kind of wanted to simulate. They wanted the guys to feel like they're playing in big games. Now it's very real. What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, they're finding a way. I mean, you know, that's what you kind of want to see from teams when you get the crunch time. They're finding a way, whether it's the starting pitching stepping up, whether it's Stanton playing at an MVP level, coming through with big plays, Marcelo Ozuna, Christian Yelich, young outfielders who are on the rise doing their part. You kind of seen the team growing up and, you know, kind of having that attitude like, hey, let's kind of make this fun. And, you know, the breaks that weren't necessarily going their way early, they're starting to get a few, and they're kind of making their own as well. And they're beating good teams in the process. They're winning at home and on the road. And now they find themselves, you know, back over 500, which was a magical mark. I mean, we got to consider this team 2 games after the All-Star break was 8 under. So, you know, they're playing pretty much as well as anybody in the game since the All-Star break, and they're just going to ride it as far as they can.
Response in the home market has always been a big deal there. It's always, you know, they're searching, they're hunting. How has the response to this team been? I got to think that this kind of surprising run is something that would draw some attention and catch some eyes.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a process, and, you know, there's still, you know, some skepticism, and, you know, they kind of made their own bed in a lot of ways for that. And, you know, they're kind of seeing the enthusiasm of the players, and, you know, it's an exciting team. It's, you know, good guys and, you know, easy to cheer for type players. And the market is responding, you know, a bit. It'll be curious to see if September comes and they're still in the thick of it, you know, how that, you know, affects the gate. But, you know, right now, everything's kind of ticking upwards, and, you know, the team's giving the market plenty to cheer about.
You mentioned starting pitching and talking about what things are going on, and this is an organization that has always really built itself from starting pitching out. It's really sort of been the priority. You know, they made the move for Cosart, which honestly I kind of found a baffling move. I mean, not acquiring him, but the two-part giving up on Turner to bring him in where they seem similar, and yet it's worked beautifully. Have they fixed something with him, or what's going on? Because they seem to have really found something with Cosart.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about before. I mean, the stuff clearly there, you know, maybe some of the command, maybe some of the, you know, secondary pitches, but, you know, his stuff's looking pretty electric. I mean, he's got a cutter, he's got a changeup, you know, the fastball's good. You know, they saw something, and Chuck Hernandez, the pitching coach, did a very good job in the first year. Last year, you know, he's known Jose forever in a big part of keeping, you know, Jose grounded, and he's kind of working his magic with Jared Cosart and, you know, Tom Kohler and so on. So, you know, he's not walking a bunch of guys. You know, he beat Adam Wainwright in a 1-0 game a couple of weeks ago. I mean, you know, this guy is stepping up in big moments and giving the team a lot to be excited about. And maybe it's a change of scenery stuff. People don't know him too well, and maybe he's capitalizing on that too. But there's a real lot to like about ball out of hand with this guy, and competitiveness and the secondary pitches. You know, like I said, that cutter is a lot better than some people may have realized, and maybe he's throwing a little bit more, but he's getting very good results.
And at the back end of it, you know, we talked last week about Steve Cishek and about whether there's any level of concern. They sit him 4 days, and he comes back dealing. Was this as simple as a case of maybe a little fatigue?
And it's probably, but, you know, Matthew, it's also going to be something that's going to be monitoring. You know, he's still having a hard time with clean innings. He had a first and third jam, you know, against the Rangers that was able to get out of on a botched squeeze play, got him an out. But, you know, Cishek, he seems like a completely different guy when the first guy reaches compared to when he gets the first guy out. And, you know, it's just going to be something to monitor with Steve. The more innings he throws, And as we noted, you know, you got a lockdown closer and you're playing meaningful games in September, you feel a lot better about your chances than if you don't. And, you know, it's certainly there with Cishek. He's got a track record, but it's still something I think you're going to have to monitor all the way through.
So if they have to keep an eye on it, what's plan B?
I mean, they made it through one game. You're going to need your starters going 7 or 8, and then you're going to have to hope that Brian Morris, A.J. Ramos, or Mike Dunn, one of those three, if not all three, are used to get out in the ninth inning for the save. But they're not there right now. But, you know, they're certainly hopeful that Steve, pitches at, you know, the level he was the first couple of months of the season.
Talking about Morris, so there was a note on Marlins.com in the last couple of days about what a difference there was in the bullpen when he arrived. Now, you know, obviously one guy, even a closer, really isn't going to turn around an entire bullpen. But what is going on that this bullpen has been so much more effective recently than it was earlier in the year?
I think, you know, part of it is the starting pitching. You know, when the starters go deeper, they got good arms here. But like any place, if you're overextending, overexposing, when you're putting guys in their best position to succeed is obviously when you can have your most success. And, you know, I have to credit the starting pitching. And now with Henderson Alvarez back, you know, you could count on 7-8 with him, if not 9. It just seems to just really make them all much more effective. And Matthew, just something to keep an eye on with the bullpen, it kind of could be almost like a, you know, a late August trade. Carter Capps is getting close to, throwing some game action in some rehab assignments. You know, he had the elbow issue that many feared was going to lead to Tommy John surgery several months ago. A lot of people wrote him off, but if he comes back, he could be, you know, the guy throwing 100 miles an hour, helping that back into the bullpen. So keep an eye on Carter Capps. He could be almost like a late trade for them if he doesn't have any further setbacks.
You had a piece earlier this week on the Marlins outfield, and everybody knows Giancarlo Stanton, and Yelich actually seems like a fairly kind of polished player for a young guy. He seems to have a nice strike zone. He gets on base. He kind of has a little of that all around game. The guy that really intrigues me is Marcell Ozuna. He seems like a guy who's still developing, who's still getting. You know, he's walking more this year. He's also striking out more. But he's got power. What kind of player do you think this guy turns into with a few years' experience?
He's a guy. It's interesting, Matthew, with him because one of his favorite players growing up is Vladimir Guerrero, and there's some Guerrero in there. And if he could get the consistency, we're talking about an all-star caliber guy. But you know, there's moments you look, he looks lost. I mean, I've seen him on so many, like, you know, not top 10 highlights, swinging and falling to one knee, overrunning a base and, you know, getting himself out in the base path. But this guy, the talent there is, you know, we're looking at a 25-90 type guy, and if he could get close to hitting 280, 290, you know, we're going to be looking at a guy with a very good defensive player as well, you know, that could be a very big impact player for many years in this league. He's just 23 years old.
Right, that's to me the thing that stands out, and that was the point you made, is that none of these guys are really finished products. I mean, what kind of upside do you think there is in Yelich? I mean, this guy, you know, was kind of spoken of as like maybe a batting champion guy. We're not really seeing the high average, but he seems to have a really kind of well-rounded game.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. With all three of those, because obviously Stanton is who he is, but over the course of the next 3-4 years, all three of them are potential hit at number 3 spot type guys. Ozuna may be more of a cleanup guy, but you know, guys that could hit 3 and 4 in your lineup. Yelich, you know, he's the guy that many think is just going to be just this really good offensive player for a long time. Plus, he's a good athlete. He doesn't have the strongest throwing arm, so he's not going to be a real, real elite, you know, complete outfielder. But he covers ground. He's a bit of a gamer as well. And, you know, just offensively, him hitting leadoff, I think he's probably going to be best suited on this team with his own Stanton around hitting second. But they don't have that guy yet to lead off, so he has to do it. But, you know, just 22 years old, you know, mature beyond his years, grounded, you know, and just seems to have a real grasp for it. back to Ozuna real fast. Here's a guy who just has this real love for the game and energy, and just kind of plays the game real loosey-goosey. He doesn't get intimidated by the moments, and he'll come up with big moments as well. So, and those two guys also won a championship at low A ball in Greensboro, and then played for the Florida State League championship the year later on a team with Jose Fernandez. So they, you know, Yelich and Ozuna have some history playing together, and, you know, two really big parts, and Matthew, two guys I fully expect will be extension candidates who sign either this offseason or the year after.
As this team has worked its way back in, one of the things that happened is they've been really good at home, and actually they've been really good at home all year, but they're coming up on what is a potentially a very tough road trip. I mean, the Rockies aren't a great team, but everybody knows that's a tough place to play. And they see the
Correct.
Angels, and then they see the Braves. I mean, that's a tough trip. What do they need to do to kind of make that trip work? I mean, I doubt you go into that expecting to reel off 7 or 8 wins, but to kind of get through that trip intact, what do they need to do?
Yeah, they're going to have to hit. I mean, you know, the pitching's obvious. You know, if, you know, you go to Coors Field, you're going to have to pitch. Obviously, you face the Angels, you've got to pitch. But they're going to have to hit more. I mean, they, you know, they're just kind of squeaking by. Their one-run games have been great, you know, low-scoring type games, and they find the way to win. But they're going to have to find, they're going to have to score more runs. You know, Garrett Jones is going to have to step up. Casey McGee, who was so good, you know, first, you know, 3-4 months, has, you know, not been driving in runs this month. He's going to have to offer much more protection for Stanton, or you're not going to see, you're going to see, like, you know, Stanton getting a walk-off win against the Rangers with runs on first and second. You're going to see teams just put him on and take their chances with cases, the bases loaded, if he doesn't, you know, start, you know, picking up the pace like he did earlier. So, Saul Palamaki as well. You know, he's going to have to hit more consistently. That's to me. I mean, you're going to go play the Angels. You're going to win 2-1. You know, take that series winning 2-1 all the time. You hope, but you kind of are skeptical. So I think we're going to have to see much more offense down the stretch.
Joe Fusaro, thanks for joining us here on MLB.com Extras. Appreciate you taking the time.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.